Hi, my name is Jack Shannon. Welcome to St. Athanasius Reformed Catholic Podcast. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about what was happening, what is happening with Brett Kavanaugh. Most likely they're going to be voting to confirm or deny him tomorrow, I believe, Saturday. There's a couple things at play with the Kavanaugh thing, and it's not separated from what is going on with the rest of the cultural degeneracy that we're witnessing, the cultural chaos. So there's two sides. One side is the injustice that's happening to Kavanaugh. The other side is the justice that's happening to Kavanaugh. Now, anyone who knows me knows that I'm very conservative, and I really hope that Kavanaugh gets elected, gets nominated on a political level. But what is happening? What is going on with this insane feminist, liberal, Christ-hating move against him? Anybody with eyes to see can clearly see that what Ford and the liberals are doing is an injustice. That there is that somebody is bearing false witness in order to bring him down, and that at root, what is at issue is not the issue. These liberals, these feminists do not care about women. They do not care about sexual assault. They use that as a tool of power to attain power, to amalgamate power into themselves. That's all that's going on with that. And that's the injustice that's happening to Kavanaugh. That women and these weak men are conspiring together to destroy him, to get what they want politically. And that's what you see in the Bible happen with Jezebel. Jezebel conspires with these scoundrels to bear false witness against Naboth in order to kill Naboth in order to acquire his vineyard. That is the spirit of Jezebel, lying and murder. And these women and men are murderers. They murder their children to get what they want out of selfishness. And now they are trying to metaphorically murder Kavanaugh, murder his reputation in order to get what they want. So that is an injustice. However, the justice side of it is that Kavanaugh, even though on a horizontal level, on a human level, even though he is righteous in a sense, that he has lived a good life, he has a good family, he is unrighteous before God. And what I mean by that is that he fellowships with people who are divorced and remarried. He is in communion with people who are divorced, remarried, which Jesus clearly says is adultery. He says not to fellowship with these people. Paul says don't fellowship with people who are immoral brothers or sisters. And when you do that, you bring curses on yourself. 1 Corinthians 11, some of you are sick and dying because you have failed to discern the body. And Kavanaugh's case is a little bit worse because he's a papist. So not only is he in a church which pretends to believe that they teach what Christ taught on divorce and remarriage, but they actually allow it through annulments, but he's in a church where most of his clergy are pederasts and pedophiles and homosexuals. And I mean, there are good Roman Catholics, and I'm actually sympathetic to a lot of Roman Catholic doctrine. I'm not rabidly anti-Roman Catholic, but the church is wicked. It's sinful. My objection against Rome is their sins, not necessarily these abstract doctrines, but the fact that they tolerate sinful men and women in their congregations. And Brett Kavanaugh goes to church with them. He communes with them. He has them over for dinner. He goes golfing with them. And if you're watching this, you probably do too. Not everybody. There's a movement that's happening, a remnant of believers who have separated themselves from immoral churches. And and Brett Kavanaugh's failure to separate himself from these covenant breakers, from these people who are in adulterous marriages, is why this is happening to him. That's it. That's why it's happening. And he is a representation. This is a flashpoint in culture where you have these people who represent larger principles, And this is why it's happening to him. And this is why it's happening to the church. This is why the church is losing the culture. This is why the church is losing its power, because we're unfaithful. And it's filled with men like Kavanaugh, men like Brett Kavanaugh and Ben Sasse and Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake, men who think that they're so righteous and pure, and they speak the conservative language, and oh, they're so wise. So wise. Oh, look at everybody. Look how wise they are. These men are the kinds of men who are in the church. And yet they fellowship with people who are wicked, wicked people. And it's in conservative churches. That's why, look at the history of the church in the United States. It is just constantly being overtaken by liberalism. And the reason why is because conservative men have not dealt with the issue of divorce and remarriage in their congregations. That's what it is. That's what's going on here. And in some sense, this actually gives some legitimacy to feminism. Feminists are angry, broken women. And they're angry and broken because they have experience living under weak men. And they have been abused. Now, I think most of them are, you know, they're wicked and sinful and liars. But the reason they're that way is because they have lived under the authority of wicked men. And I think they've intuitively grasped that there's something wrong going on. And so God has used that as a chastening rod against us. Just as he chastened Israel through Assyria and Babylon with their unfaithfulness. That's what's happening, folks. This is the world we're living in. And I invite anybody to talk to me if you have questions about this. If you want to discuss it, I think that this is the most important thing we need to talk about, because I care about our country. I love our country. I love the church, and I want to see the church flourish. I want to see our country flourish. I am an old school Republican conservative who likes Rush Limbaugh. And so I have that kind of old school patriotism for the country. And then as far as the church goes, I love the church. I love all expressions of the church, and I want to see her flourish. I want to see her grow in unity. And we are not. We are just continually going to be decimated until we repent of this. And so I believe that what was happening, there's so much chaos and confusion, and I don't think that conservatives who are politically minded, certainly, and then even conservatives who are theologically minded and understand the things of God to an extent, really have diagnosed what's going on with the Kavanaugh situation, which is just a microcosm of what's going on culturally. I don't think they've given us a good diagnosis. And so as such, they haven't given us good recommendations for fixing the problem, for flourishing, for getting rid of this sickness and disease. But as soon as we repent, we won't thrive until we repent. Repenting of this is the key to unlocking the blessings of God on us. And God really does bless us. He really does want to bless us. He wants us to be victorious. And that's all I have this week. We might put out some more stuff. We'll try to put out stuff every week or so, but it might be a little less than that, particularly with how much we're doing with the documentary and traveling and stuff like that. So we'll catch you when we catch you.